at the core of so much of the abundance that we've experienced as humans. An amazing culture that works to make our wine, our cheese, our bread, and so many other things that I didn't even know about until I started working on this festival, like chocolate and coffee both have part of their process includes fermentation. And then, of course, all these things like kimchi and sauerkraut. And now we've got this new contestant coming on strong, kombucha.
For people who aren't acquainted with it, which includes me, what is this stuff?
Kombucha is a fermented drink that is made from basically tea and sugar. And the catalyst is this thing that it's like a mushroom. It goes on top of the mixture and it keys off the whole fermentation process. It creates a bubbly, effervescent drink that has somewhat of a vinegar taste to it, but food artists and crafts people have made it into many flavors and variations that are quite appealing. And people are discovering a very instantaneous impact on how much better it makes them feel. It has a way of introducing a whole culture in your gut very dynamically, very quickly.
Now, you've championed the external application of fermentation in the baths.
That's right. Pioneering the cedar enzyme bath has been a bit of a lonely journey for 25 years, trying to explain to people the benefits of immersing yourself in an entire universe of incredibly vital, thriving microorganisms. Somewhat fallen on deaf ears. Although people love the enzyme bath and we have a huge following and we've given this treatment to 200,000 people, more than now. The seminal book, Wild Fermentation by Sandor Katz, came out a few years ago, and it is a very well-researched book that really substantiates so much of what we've been learning and discovering in our application, but for people who are ingesting live bacteria in all different kinds of forms, but primarily fermented foods. So coming in connection with Sandor Katz was like finding a long-lost brother. But people are listening to him, so we're very excited to have him for both days of our festival to participate in the first fermentation symposium, which will be at 2 o'clock on Friday.
Now, this is year three. What got this started?
Initially, it was the discovery that out in Freestone, we have three businesses that are all employing the same workers, and that would be Freestone Vineyard and Guest Center, Wildflower Bread, and Osmosis. And it is fermentation that all three of us are employing as our essential catalyst for the work that we do. So upon discovering that being the force that binds us, we decided it would be a great thing to celebrate and draw attention to. So that was kind of the beginning point of the idea for the festival. And then it just took off. This year we're going to have over 30 exhibitors. So it's a wonderful way to get many, many delectable tastes. Guaranteed there'll be some you've never had before. Fabulous program of music. We have children's activity, including hula hooping and face painting. We're going to have over a dozen DIY classes, so you can learn how to produce these wonders in your own kitchen from real experts. And then some great keynote speakers, and I haven't mentioned yet David Bloom, who's a world expert on permaculture, and is going to explain how fermentation with these localized stills that he is putting together plans to finance can create alcohol for fuel out of agricultural waste at a local community-based level.